Are we ready?
Yeah, you guys are ready. Hey, if it gets too hot in there, the AC's on, just open up the door. That way it gets cooler.
I left
in
it
there.
Open.
Okay, cool.
Beautiful.
Obviously, it didn't go in your cans.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Who's got bigger cans? You
Who's
or Josh?
A cunt? I am.
I was working on it for a while.
Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
All right, so we're going to start. This is a very professional show.
Yeah.
Moses, I don't know if you know this. It's your first time.
Yeah, I'm fucking upset about it. I can't
bullshit.
Wait to talk about it. Yeah.
All right, hold on. We'll bring
How many episodes is it? Did you guys fucking interview Frank before you interviewed me?
Who?
7,000.
Exactly. Frank?
I think we had 7,000 up so far. Is that...
Who the fuck is Frank?
Exactly. All right, guys.
Is there a paid regular named Frank?
No.
No, he's talking about the guy. We'll get into it.
Okay.
I'll bring it up. You want to start
Lemmerman?
The podcast? Let's give him a real intro.
Hey, everybody. It's the world famous Comedy Store podcast.
I'm your host, Rick Ingram.
And I'm Eleanor Kerrigan.
We're back. Number one rated podcast in
That's
Duluth,
right.
Minnesota. Coming to you... Laugh Girl, and of course, the one and only Mr. Brian Moses.
Of course. All right.
Moses.
Sexiest motherfucker in the room right now.
That's not true.
Are you pretty sexy. That shirt
no.
is killing it.
Thank you. It's newest thrift shop
is
shit.
Fuchsia?
That is fuchsia.
What color?
Is that what this is?
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice.
So is that
you pull it off.
Or is that a... Yeah. I'm kidding.
It's clitoris pink, I call it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Damn. That's
clitoris
smooth.
Pink. That's, yeah.
That's smooth.
Let's talk more about Frank, because I don't know who that is, but I feel like
dull.
We hate him.
Okay,
nah,
let's
we
talk
love Frank.
About
Frank.
Frank
is great.
No.
How many episodes is this? I can't believe I'm just now getting here.
You're absolutely
right. I've been loving this thing, and then I'm like, oh, when are they going to fucking ask me? And then somebody dropped out.
Are
and
you
then
sure
I
haven't
in.
Asked you before?
No, I'm positive.
God.
All you asked me to do is not run the light.
That is
Jesus.
Never true.
Okay.
I don't care if anybody
okay.
runs the
You're
light. That's I prefer it because then it doesn't look bad when I do it.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that's
I had to stop
I
getting
never...
mad about it because I haven't done a set less than 18 minutes in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah,
if I do 18,
always.
I really have anxiety for
no.
like a week. Like I'm in trouble.
I think of
so
it
that's
like
always.
This. I earned it always by not having
yeah.
a spot Monday through Friday.
Okay.
That means that there was. The way I look at it, I should have had 15 minutes each one of those nights.
Well, so you're doing rollover minutes.
So exactly right.
Okay.
Singular wireless.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
So
I see where you're headed.
I just figure I got to get those minutes somehow. And so I just add them onto my weekend spots.
It's very selfish.
I try to keep it that way. This is comedy after
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be selfish.
So anyway,
so
it's been
true.
Working out.
I like your hair now. What is this new hair, this long hair look. This is like 26-year-old Rick. I remember 26-year-old Rick.
This is the longest my hair has ever been. And prior to this, the only time it ever got near this long, I was 19 in college and just killing it with the
right.
puss.
With the puss? Okay.
I mean, there was Christian girls giving me triple takes back in the Mighty Call with a haircut like this.
That's the truth. Young
That's
Jesus.
Amazing.
Yeah, just people keep going, what's it for? I'm like, it's for nothing. It's because I have no reason to not cut it.
Yeah.
It's
good hair, man.
Jessica, the door lady.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Wellington?
Wellington.
Yeah.
The first and only door lady?
She
yeah,
sent me
she
a text message
first.
That was like, hey, just keep me in mind if they need a female door person for I'm dying up here. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure why you're texting me. Oh, I thought that's why your hair was grown out. I'm like, I literally have nothing to do with the show other than I showed up one day and did something.
I got to give it to her. She's like, that's due diligence. She'll ask anybody.
Yeah. Jessica's hardcore. She
yeah.
comes at you, man. That's how she got the job as the door girl guy. Girl.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She is the first one. And the reason is, like, people are like, there, that's terrible. They don't hire women. But the problem is,
it's a security job, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's like, I mean, not that you sign up for that.
Right.
You just become that.
Right.
So always funny to see 26 year old Rick not breaking up a fight.
I was 20. I was 21 and 22 and a solid buck 35. And I was
Edgar weight.
Feel
like
safe,
yeah.
guys. Feel
people,
safe.
Every time there was an incident and they were like, Rick, you got to go take care of that. I'd be like, all right, give me a minute. And then I'd just go find Richie.
Because Richie's ready for a fight.
I'd be like, Richie, these dudes just said that no one under 5'7" could ever take him on. Who the fuck said that? put the McGriddles down. It's time to do this.
Oh, my God. I had a McGriddle a couple weeks ago, and I thought of him. Yeah. Why do I eat that and think of him?
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. It's really good, though, by the
it's
way.
It's gross, when you don't actually. Think of it. I had a bad one.
Oh, what time of day did you have it?
We were in the airport, so it had to be morning.
Oh, really?
Which is
and
weird.
You paid more for it.
Yeah, I wonder if they kept it from the day before. It felt like that. It was nasty.
I used to think McDonald's breakfast was good. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit or something
okay.
like a couple months ago.
I used to love McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah, I would set too. My alarm yeah. for that.
As a kid, like the 90s was cool.
Yeah, it was terrible. The biscuit's all nasty and
it's
rubbery
same,
and stuff.
Man.
I was like, I, in my mind, it just seemed like it was like a good biscuit. But it was terrible. I kind of got the same thing. Like, how long was this sitting in the heat lamp?
Now that I remember, we were in North Carolina and it was late.
Oh, so yeah, yeah.
It was late night. It yeah. was. Oh, do you have breakfast all day? Yes, we do all day. And
yeah.
I was like,
it's
this
been
is
sitting
stale,
here all
dude.
Day.
Yeah, you never get the. Yeah,
it
you never get
nasty.
McDonald's breakfast after breakfast.
But I didn't throw it at her like the lady with the cookie. Remember the lady with the cookie? You ever see that video?
I don't watch videos.
That was the best response. I don't watch videos.
Whenever someone's like, "Do you see that?" No, I didn't.
It was yeah, really annoying, and her cookie wasn't fresh.
Okay.
So she threw it at the woman and asked for her money
respect.
Back. And I was like,
respect.
The $1?
Yeah. She's like, I called. I'm like, who the fuck calls ahead?
Was this
McDonald's?
A video of someone eating Andrea's cookies at the world famous comedy store?
No.
Andrea's cookies.
Did you
wow, that's old
those?
School. No. That was like a week
Wait.
Or two.
What?
That was crazy.
What year did you get here?
I got here April Fool's Day, 2010.
Oh, my God.
How long were you in La Jolla before you came here?
Like 2 years. Two and a half, yeah.
2.5 years in La Jolla first?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I started there like December 2007. Yeah. Like right, yeah, yeah.
Why were you in San Diego? Did you move down there to do
yeah.
comedy?
No, I moved down there to go to school.
Okay.
Because I left, because my best friend was living down there, so I left my hometown because my girlfriend had a miscarriage, one
yeah,
of those
yeah.
things.
Hell
and
yeah.
then, yeah, I left that situation. Not right after, like a few months. You know, I was smooth about it. And
yeah.
then, yeah, I went and lived with him. And then, like, 3 years later, I started doing stand-up.
Oh, so you were in San Diego just fucking enjoying.
Yeah.
No, I was
hopefully
yeah, I was,
pulling
no.
out.
I was definitely pulling out.
Thank goodness.
No, I was just like, yeah, I was like a struggling college kid. I was like going to JC's here and there and then working like dumb
what's,
sales jobs, like selling cell phones or selling
JC's?
Gym memberships. Oh, junior colleges.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought JC's was like a
Me
club
too.
Or something.
I was
I'm
like,
I've never heard of JC's.
That's like my niece. She lives in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, and she's like, I'm going to Conchi. I'm like, no, bitch, that doesn't make it cool.
Yeah.
JC doesn't make it cool. Millennials love to shorten things. It cooler.
Community college where I'm from is Johnson County Community College, and everyone just calls it JUCO. And it
yeah, JUCO,
seemed,
exactly. Yeah,
it just seemed racist
so
to me.
JUCO yeah, does. Like, yeah, it sounds like a slur.
Where are you going? Home? I'm just fucking slumming it over at JUCO.
That came
where
out.
Where is that? Germany?
Thing.
Why'd you say it like yeah. that?
So
I mean, like, that's kind of what they call this place.
Where yeah. did you grow up?
JUCO.
Oh yeah. Well, you mean California or Hollywood?
Hollywood. Because I didn't know any Jews. I'm from California.
You didn't know any Jews?
I knew
up?
One Jewish family, and they had two adopted kids that went to my school.
Which was Catholic? Or
no, it was like a public
just
school.
A public
yeah,
school?
An awful
oh, okay.
California public school.
Is this up in the desert?
Yeah.
I met one of Moses' classmates
yeah.
a few years back, and I was just like, I can't believe Moses is from desert people.
It is. It's bad.
Real life desert people?
Yeah. He said nigger like the first night.
I mean, he said it and he said
the
it so many times. Yeah,
is he white?
Yeah. He's,
oh, oh, he's white. I mean, like he looks like
he
a
might
school
be
shooter
white.
White.
Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
School shooter white.
School shooter white.
And he dropped hard N-bombs on you?
Several times.
And
saying,
I ain't seen this guy in like 13 years.
And he's dropping them casually.
I don't think he ever dropped them then.
I keep looking at Moses and he's Moses just like. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, he's here all week.
He like, I have a black friend now. I could do this.
I guess
what
so.
The guy came out of nowhere. I mean, again, he's probably gonna listen to this too. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Yeah,
like
I
haven't
seen Aaron. And we weren't like super tight in high school, but we weren't like enemies. And like, we were in the same ROTC class. We had a lot of the same classes. I want to say maybe one. thinking about it now. And then, yeah, he just kind of hit me out of the blue and said, hey, I'm doing stand-up, too. I'm doing a video job, and I got all this equipment. I want to come film you guys. And I was like, oh, well, if you're going to do that, you got to film Rick because he's the god. And he's like, okay.
Ooh.
And then, yeah, we stayed in the same room in La Jolla.
Yeah.
And he was so comfortable, he dropped an N-bomb in front of me and everybody there.
Okay.
He was nice, but it was weird that he dropped N-bombs. And then he said something about how he was a comedian, and Moses got him like the opening spot, like the what they usually give like the 5 minutes or whatever. Yeah. And so he gets up there and I just remember he's like, "Man, I haven't done comedy in 3 years." That was his opener.
Oh my God.
And that's like that's the rudest thing. I mean, because first of all, I used to work down La Jolla and the door guys down there, like they covet those spots. Yeah. I mean, they work hard every week to get those. I mean, whatever working hard means in stand up, but yeah, those kids really, you covet that spot because you want guys like Rick to come out like, "Oh, those guys are cool, man. They can come up." And then this kid guy is just like, "Hey, I never do stand up." So
yeah.
I don't even like it. You're like, "Dude," and you'll get killed right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Like, why would you say that
that's
first thing you
say? That's worse than the
N-bomb. And then it took him a couple minutes.
Slavery's a choice.
And then he got into doing some jokes and it was fine. I mean, he did as well as any of the door guys probably would have done once he got comfortable with the fact that he was being a comedian again. And then he's like, I just remember he's like, Sheezer was with us and he's like, "This guy John's coming up, he's good, and Brian Moses is great from Roast Battle, you guys gonna love him, and I cannot think of the headliner's name right now."
I forgot about that. Jesus, Aaron. I mean, it was bad. It was a bad first impression.
I was sitting in the back loving every second of it. Just like, "God, this is amazing." He's really good though. He's really good though.
That all that was being filmed by this
guy? He was filming it.
He filmed this whole weekend.
Well, I was dying. It was so great.
It was bad.
It was one of those things.
Because, yeah, I'm embarrassed. I'm just like, I didn't know what to expect. I hadn't seen the guy in like so long. So now, like, "Oh, this is what I should have expected." Yeah. And bombs him. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a white guy, so I wasn't as offended, obviously, but it was.
That was noticeable.
Yeah. Right? It still seemed weird. I was just like, I kept thinking, "Man, they must be really tight. This guy's dropping M-bombs just casually in a condo at the beach."
No, you kind of have to, like, think as a non-threatening black dude like myself, you know, I don't really come from the Malcolm X school.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to just like, you have to woo-sai yourself in a sense of, "This is just a word. I know this guy. He's not, there's no malicious intent. He's trying to be, this is like his defense mechanism."
Yeah.
And it sounds racist.
Yeah.
It's like a racist porcupine. You know what I mean? Don't get too close to him.
Yeah, you'll get poked. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I was like, "How good of friends are you?" And he's like, "I mean, you know, I know him from school." I'm like, "Wow, that doesn't seem good enough friends to be dropping hard N-bombs, but okay."
It felt like being back in school because it was like that. That's kind of how school was. Like, well, I guess with me, if you talk to buddies of mine.
Were you the only black guy in the
school? No, I was like one of a handful.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the DJ for Roast Battle, Coach T, he's from the same place. And I doubt anybody's dropped an N-bomb in front of him. But he's also got like
Coach
mass.
Coach T's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's looks like a linebacker. I mean, I'll fight him, but I'm not.
Yeah, I was like really goofy looking, you know, in high school. I mean, I still kind of am.
I don't believe tall, that.
Tall, people call me Urkel, you know what I mean? So
shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched
the N-word.
I watched Doc
Together?
Willis
yeah.
punch a man in the face once when a guy called him Urkel.
Nice.
It was the first time I ever saw Doc get violent. Doc was like, "You got to go, man." And the guy's like, "What are you going to do about it?" He's like, "We're just going to walk you to the front, man." He's like, "I'd like to see you do something about it, Urkel." And before he could even finish the L on Urkel, Doc punched him in the face.
Nice.
We're all
yeah.
like,
Detroit.
"That's racist shit. You wouldn't say that shit if I was white." Like, you probably wouldn't call someone Urkel.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
You'd probably go screech.
Well, right.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the white equivalent? Yeah, I was going to say Skippy. I'm a little older.
Oh, yeah, screech.
Little
That's
family
good.
Ties.
Yeah.
Little Mark Price action.
Yeah.
Opie. Yeah.
I think.
Opie's a good one. That's way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's
then,
funny.
And then the guy went up front and he called the cops, and the cops showed up. And I just remember Doc being like, "Oh man, this is bullshit. I'm going to get arrested." And the cop came over and was like, "So tell me what happened." Doc was like, "We was telling him to leave. He called me Urkel. I got mad and I punched him in the face." The cop
Damn,
was like,
Doc.
"Okay, cool." The cop just went up and was like, "You got to leave." The guy was like, "No, they hit me." And he's like, "Yeah, they told you to leave. Sorry."
Nice. Wow, the cops took. Wow.
Yeah, they were all about it.
Doc was,
that's
that
a
was
crazy good
the
cop
best
story.
Day. Yeah, that's a rare one.
Yeah,
they didn't arrest Doc just for being there.
poor thing.
The night that the black dude stole the tip jar from the Samantha
girl,
yeah.
I just remember being like, "Man, these cops really are racist." We were all standing around up front, and one of the guys, not the one who took the tip jar, but the one who stuck around to try and act casual, I guess.
Yeah,
was just standing there and. the third guy had just punched one of the Walsh brothers.
Right. And then I remember that. That was terrible.
And then he ran off. And then, but the third black guy was just standing there casually with a bunch of us standing around, and the cops pulled up, and this little lady, little Spanish lady cop got yeah. out. And she must have paced 20 feet from the car, walked straight over, didn't say a word to anyone. No one said anything to her. And she just walked straight to the black guy and started pepper spraying him in the face.
She What? Yeah. Without warning?
Yes.
Didn't say a word. Just straight to him. And everyone was just like,
she was
whoa.
Little, too.
Yeah. And nobody stopped it?
And she looked like she was 60. I mean, the dude was part of a group that just stole a couple $100s.
I mean, he deserved it, sounds like, yeah. But
at the same time, it's just like, How did she know? Unless the person on the call was like,
was he the only black guy in the circle?
Any black guys out front are the guilty party. We gathered the rest of them.
Can you imagine, like, on a regular night? I can't remember if there were any other.
I don't recall.
That's what I'm saying, because, like, what if it's me, or, like, you know, what if it's an Ebo, or, like, you know, a Ron Taylor, you know, just sitting there? It's like, I mean, that's crazy.
My sister Becca, this was the first time she was ever at the Comedy Store, and she was like,
always a good night.
I can't believe that lady cop just picked him out. I'm like, let me explain how she was able to pick out the guilty party. Luck is how racism turned into luck that night.
Jesus.
When racism works out.
I forgot about that. I remember Chris Walsh being so nervous to get into an ambulance because he didn't have insurance. He's like, no, they're going to charge me. And his face was hanging
off. Yeah.
Like, they broke his jaw. It was bad.
Damn.
It was bad.
Dude just...
opened
he was. There was literally like people ready to throw down.
Mm-hmm.
Don Barris was in the guy's face going,
man,
hit me, motherfucker. I want you to hit me in the face. I'm going to give you a free shot. And dude just looked around, found the least aggressive white guy who wasn't paying attention, and just cold cocked him from the side.
I mean, that's how you do it.
The Walsh brother, wasn't even part of the argument. He was just standing there like, hey, what's going on right now?
Yeah.
He was actually saying, hey, guys, can calm we just me, calm yeah. down yeah. and all get along? No, you know
that's the guy. That's the guy you punch. Yeah. Because you don't punch. I mean, Don Barris is looking for an excuse to eat somebody.
Yeah.
Like, he would have ate that guy's face.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't hit unless he gets hit first.
He was framing his face so that the guy knew where to go.
Right here, brother. Right here.
And then the guy who ran, Sheezer and someone else chased after him. And he got down to the parking lot, right, one street down.
Oh, yeah.
Towards the Pink Dot, that little vacant lot. And he's tried to climb onto the house over there.
Wow.
And Caesar and the other guy just pointed at the cops. And I'm like, he's that guy right there. And the cop just grabbed him.
That guy who can't get on the roof.
pulled him off the house and then just kicked the shit out of him in that parking lot.
Is
that necessary?
Caesar came back and was like, oh, man, the cops got that guy good. Like, all right.
Yeah, what, you know, I always remember cops hitting, though.
Yeah,
is that bad?
That's pretty standard, yeah.
I always thought, like, I watched them arrest, whether it be some unsuspect. I had a friend that used to get arrested for anything that went wrong in the neighborhood, and he wasn't black. He was Italian.
Yeah, same thing.
And he always said that. He always said the FBI was just watching his house constantly. And they kind of were, but it wasn't him. It was his uncles. But one time there was, like, a car on fire on the other side, and it was a total mob hit thing, whatever. And he got arrested, and they threw him down. Like, he was just walking down the street. He had a ginger ale in his hand. He wasn't bothering anybody.
Guilty. never met an innocent person drinking ginger ale.
So
Philadelphia
mad.
Italians, yeah, that's
guilty.
Yeah. I remember screaming, like, what are you guys doing? I mean, they were beating the shit out of him. He didn't resist. He didn't do anything.
He just knew he was in the wrong.
They just knew. I don't know why. They threw him down. They start smashing his face in the ground. Handcuffed him, threw him in the car. He was like bloody. The ginger. He's like, my ginger ale. I'm like, that's what you're worried about.
Very concerned.
Ginger ale.
I'd have said the same.
Gave him away.
Gave him away.
Because he's the funny guy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, is that guy got a ginger ale? Get him!
He's it. We saw a ginger
beat down.
So wait, you gotta tell us about roast battle because this is very exciting. I don't know.
Who's on the docket for season three?
Oh, for season three, we don't have a docket yet. No docket in place.
Seinfeld. Yeah. Carlin. Pryor.
Wait a minute.
This is holograms? This is celebrity death
that
match?
Would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Could you work that
Didn't
out?
Didn't Jeff Ross do roasting dead celebrities or something like that? Was that Jeff Ross that was doing or was he maybe doing it as a bit?
It might have been a bit,
I think he's doing it as a bit now.
Yeah, there's a show, yeah.
Yeah.
There's the historical roast, so they do that.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit is terrible.
Have you seen it?
This was years ago when
he would
do it. I saw
someone doing jokes for a historical roast.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Really?
I don't like anything, though.
Yeah.
I should mention that.
Yeah. So,
no, that's not like you, Rick.
I'm not a liking type of person.
Why do you hate everything?
I just get it.
Look at this.
I think that's why. I think it's because I get it.
You think you're too woke.
I think I just am.
Overwoke.
I can't sleep.
The wokest.
Yeah.
I am diabolically woke, and I just figured out a long time ago that everything is terrible.
Everything is terrible.
I try to be positive, but it's really hard, and I hate this fake positivity shit that they're doing. Everybody's doing it. They're like, no, if you just, act positive, everything will be
positive.
Bobby
Lee's always giving
me
that.
You're lying to yourself.
Yeah. He's like, no, if you just focus on positivity, then positive things are going to start happening.
I
feel
like he cries at night a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's different as a minority, you know? I mean, I hate to bring it there, but it's like, I think we have to focus on, it's almost like, I hate to bring up slavery again, even though I love it.
What do you mean,
you had to remain positive because it's almost like why I'm not a big religion guy, but I do respect faith because it's gotten so many people through life. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? So I'm
that's
saying,
what
I think
for.
That's.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about all the people it's killed.
Yeah. Right.
While we're on the
that's
subject.
Why he's so Hi-oh. Good.
Yeah. I mean, just, we're talking
it.
Millions of people have died because of religion. So.
You're absolutely right.
But, I'm a practicing atheist, so.
Oh, you practice?
That's where it comes from. I've always been someone who truly doesn't believe.
Yeah.
Are you, you're not religious at all?
No, I mean, not really.
I'm not either.
Did you grow up religious?
No.
Never had to go to church or any of that bullshit?
No, because I had so many facets. Like my mom's side was all Jehovah's Witnesses. I had a Muslim uncle who was like a dentist in Buffalo.
That guy's the best.
Then, yeah. Then my dad's side's all like that old school Baptist black.
Okay, his dad is amazing. Anyway, that got weird. I apologize.
Yeah, no, you love him.
I always hit on his dad. His dad's from
North
Philly.
He's got that sweet D.
He's cool, man.
All right.
And he's from a real city. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's from a couple of real cities. Yeah.
What other?
Houston.
Like
he's from
Philly
and
North
Houston.
Philly.
Yeah. That war zone, North Philly. Yeah.
How dare you? Moses was obsessed when, was it you? Yeah, you found out about them setting the houses on fire and you were like, did this really happen?
I know that they dropped a bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's crazy too. But they dropped a bomb in the city of Philadelphia and
Absolutely.
Nobody even talks about that.
Not
that's
one
crazy.
Person except for me because it was my first impression.
But who was put out by it?
Just Ramona Africa.
I mean, there's
the only one.
There's a section of Manhattan Beach that allegedly was the black section that got burned to the ground and then rezoned to no one could build anything here. And there's just a park that's like a few blocks long.
Oh, my God. Is that real?
Near El Segundo in Manhattan Beach where I just remember being like, why aren't there any houses in this area? Because it's just grass, but there's not really anything you can do on it. And then someone was like, yeah, look it up. I'm like, all right.
And they exterminated the black people?
I looked it up and there was a large minority population. And some people, we're not sure who, set fire to that section of town. And
the rich whites?
It all burned down. And then, sure enough, the city council was like, well, since it's been burned, we should just zone it into a park. And then the minorities had to move to El Segundo, I believe, was the...
You are the wokest.
Yeah.
See, he's too woke. He reads too much. That's the thing. Because you can't.
Yep.
This is why the
doormen in La Jolla were like, is it true you read almanacs? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I heard you read almanacs.
That's amazing.
Who reads almanacs?
Yeah.
What year do you think this is?
I'm a Funkin' Wagnalls guy.
I go, damn, speaking of woke.
Right? I mean, you're offy woke. So when you, it's amazing. So you came to LA, started working here as a door guy.
Yeah.
And then how long before you got, you were passed first before you started Roast Battle, or was
no,
it
I was like shortly after. Yeah, it was in the process of that whole Tommy, you know, paid regular thing. And then, yeah, I want to say in April. So I was like my 4-year anniversary of being here, I got passed. So
wow, 4 years. That's not terrible. That's good.
Did you showcase, or was it one of those magical?
Yeah.
No, I was like, I was the second to last person Tommy passed before he got let go.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was the last?
Matt Bronger.
Oh, yeah.
Still, no idea who that is to this day. Someone asked me if I liked him on, like, they would. A lot of the door people like to go down the list and be like, hey, so what do you think of these people? Because they know I'm going to just let them know the truth.
Right.
And they got to him. I'm like, I have no idea who that is. And they're like, yeah, you do. I'm like, I legitimately
no, you
have no
wouldn't,
idea.
By the way. You would never,
yeah,
actually.
How would he know him?
I have no idea. Yeah. he's tall. That's what they kept saying. I don't know.
The door guys here are very specific.
Yeah.
Because he would get late spots.
You're
with
right.
Us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Rick wouldn't
you
know.
You haven't been there in a minute.
Yeah, and you don't watch comedy specials or anything. So.
Fuck no. This guy has a comedy special?
Oh, yeah.
I think he has a few.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you're mad. Now he's mad.
Yeah, fuming. Nothing makes me angrier than comedy specials for people I've never heard of.
Well, how do you hear the people until they get a special?
I mean,
I'm just trying to put it out there in the universe of positivity.
Get your special.
Pretty involved in the comedy community. I hear about people.
Okay. So you never heard about Matt Bronger?
No.
Getting passed right after Brian Moses?
No, I mean, that,
it was in the trades. It was in the
If
trades.
Moses got passed before him, Moses should probably have a special before him.
Okay.
I think he had a special before he was even passed.
What a fucking loser that guy is. I fucking hate him. Bronger, if you're listening,
funny. You're
out. Good guy? What's his story?
I really don't know. Yeah, I just know he's nice. He was always nice to me.
So Tommy passed him.
Like, and he was funny. He was funny.
Matt's funny. Matt's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't like him, but good for him. So Tommy passed you, and then do you think they fired him because he passed you and Bronger?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. It was Jamar, me, then Bronger, and they're just like, we got to get rid of this fucking guy.
Wow. Wow.
Wait a minute.
Two for one.
Tommy, that's not how it works. That's not good. Did he ever say any racist stuff to you? Because he did it. Anybody I recommended would be in shock when they came back to me like, why didn't you tell me how racist he was? I'm like, I didn't even think of it. And I'm from Philadelphia, if I'm not thinking of it.
Yeah, he was comfortable. He never got, no slurs, I'll say that. Tommy never, I never got any slur. I would try to wait for him.
Oh,
he would say, he would absolutely say racist things, but there were never any slurs of like, all right, well, he didn't say like Jungle Bunny, whatever, you know.
Give him a minute.
Yeah. I heard aping out was like a thing he would say, and I was like waiting for him to say that, but I never got that.
As far as I know, he only said it once. But it was about Don Richardson, which made it the strangest part of it all. You're like, what? Don Richardson?
Don's really calm.
Very calm.
Extremely calm. From Minnesota. Just, like, he's not even real.
Minnesota.
Well.
Minnesota.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's always so many underhanded racist things that Tommy would say. That.
Yeah, like Leonard Robertson, he came back.
That's crazy.
Like, whoa, what? Why didn't you tell me? I go, Leonard, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't even think of it. And Gerard, he did it to Gerard.
Did he?
Times.
What did he say to Gerard?
Not slurs, but like.
Right. Yeah. You're not like the others, Gerard, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not like the Tuesday Blacks.
Yeah,
he would say things like that. You know what I mean? Oh, the Tuesday Blacks, right.
Oh yeah. That's why I take Tuesdays off.
Tommy. Okay. All right, everybody knows that you're not here on Tuesday.
You do it, okay?
Yeah.
He told Candace Thompson that she needed to do comedy that her mother would like. Assuming that she had a white mom.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah.
I thought the mom was white too. I'll be honest.
Listen, no one here is arguing that idea. It was just that when she told us that, and then we sat there like, now can I ask? Because I think we all assumed, but both of her parents are black and Native American.
Indian, yeah. I remember her joke. That's why I knew, but I was like, I would never think to ask that. But he did the same thing to Freddie Lockhart.
Well, no, he told Candace to be like Freddie.
Right.
Because he knew Freddie's mom was white.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I'm going to give you the same advice I gave Freddie, okay? Tell comedy from your mom's perspective. Okay, that's how you get terrible. In with a better crowd.
That is terrible.
I'd rather have a slur.
Why can't I just be myself, Tommy? Like it says on the fucking thing here.
But
on the
then,
board.
But on then the board. I realized that maybe.
It's like the first thing you see when you walk up here. It says, be yourself. Don't be funny, just be yourself.
Right. Maybe we all assumed Tommy was being racist, but what he was telling her was, do comedy from a strong black woman's perspective.
Maybe, yeah.
And we just assumed he meant white mom.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, he's a musician. He's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I always say Rick is a lot like Eric Clapton, okay? he doesn't need to play form songs. He can freestyle. And I'd always go, but Eric Clapton has, like, tons of albums of songs that he wrote. I'm not sure that this metaphor makes any sense. you know what I mean.
I have a feeling.
No.
All right.
No, none of us do. None of us know what you mean. I have a feeling that for the memorial, he's going to be across the street with a boombox over his head playing his Mitzi song.
That's hilarious.
What was the Mitzi song? With?
Okay, and when Mitzi heard that, she said, you're an artist.
No, I don't think she said that. I think that's when she stopped talking.
Oh, man.
Well, I was bathing Mitzi, okay? I was holding her under the water, and she said something to me that I'll never forget. She said, Cookie, you have something.
Cookie.
She did call him Cookie.
Do you think he'll show up? Like
no, just across the street.
Dressed in disguise? You have like a fake mustache or something and just try and blend in?
Just the fake mustache, but still long hair.
Still the Spinal Tap haircut.
He was good to her. He's a little nutty. Anyway.
He was good to her, though.
So he passed you, so that was good. And but you see, that's the thing. That's what I love about you guys. You started a show in the belly room.
In the belly room,
I remember no one was in there.
It was an open mic.
Wasn't it like a Josh Martin?
It was a Josh Martin, yeah. So Josh Martin was working here, still working here, and then he was upset and drunk one night because there was a kid who was underage on stage at this open mic I had. And he's like, that kid can't be here. And then the kid on stage was like, fuck that, I turn 21 next week, and I'm going to come back and beat your ass.
Nice.
And everybody was like, yeah, let's see that. Let's slap box.
Hurting one another is fun.
Yeah, because that would have been so, that would have been cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they fight in this mic.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And then, yeah, but, you know, Adam had just gotten the job, really, of like being like a GM, I think, at the time or something. And then I was like, we can't fight. I'll lose everything if I do that. So how about you guys just like talk shit about each other?
Yeah.
And then maybe something happens. You know what I mean? Maybe you guys fight each other, or we just score like a boxing match like you guys are fighting each other. So that's kind of how it started.
That's amazing. And that, because I remember
who won the original roast battle?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Josh?
I think Josh did. Yeah, I think. No, Kenny beat him.
Kenny Lyon. It was between Josh Martin and Kenny Lyon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. If we knew that when we interviewed Josh.
The only person who ever challenged me to roast battle was Kenny Lyon.
Yeah, that's his thing.
He came up and he's like, dude, I want to roast battle you. I'm like, why would you do that? And he was like, because, man, you'll probably kick my ass, but if I win by some chance, I'll be a legend. Like,
yeah, how does that help anybody?
I don't think that's going to happen, Kenny Lyon.
I don't know if that works that way. It
would have been fun to pick on a retarded person, but at the same time, it would have been like Bret Ernst physically beating the shit out of me. People would just be like, that seems unnecessary.
Yeah, who's winning in this?
Yeah.
Kenny Lyon, ironically, got kicked out of here for bringing underage girls in.
Oh, that was what it was? Okay, I thought it was like he was having parking lot parties at like 2 a.m.
He told me.
Okay, maybe that too, but some of the girls were underage.
Kenny, guys.
Kenny explained to me when he released that video of Tommy at the open mic a month and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's a video.
Did you see this?
No.
Yes,
there's video?
Tommy's back. He's running the open mic again. And
Kenny, you don't watch videos.
Kenny Lyon recorded a video.
That's funny, he did.
And in it, he just goes rambling on. Listen, you don't want to stick around and hear my advice. What do you got to do? Go masturbate again. And then he's just
wow.
And then he's just yelling at people for not wanting to hear his advice. And then he just randomly, it's like 3 minutes of him just going off. And then randomly in the middle, he's like, and what, you going to go down to the Comedy Store? Adam's a douche. And just out of nowhere. And then he just goes straight back to whatever he's talking about.
Wow. He's become a character of himself. I love it.
And so.
Masturbating.
It's amazing.
Again?
What's wrong with that, Tommy?
Tommy, we do that all day. Every comic does it. I don't understand.
And then, so I sent Adam the link. And he said, hey, check out this video. So when did your beef with Tommy start? And he was like, I guess today?
Yesterday.
But then I said, man, that video's hilarious. Thanks for recording that. He was like, dude, you got to get me in back in at the comedy store. And I go, well, what happened? Well, this guy I brought, they said he was underage, but he was like 35, so I don't know what the problem was.
No, like, it was like two girls and a guy that were underage not that according, he was trying to get
in. Not according to the Asian Guatemalan,
oh,
Kenny
yes,
Lyon.
That is. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about Feng Chao, because he kicked him out.
The first night I saw Kenny Lyon, he walked up to the comedy store holding hands with Andy Dick.
That'll happen.
And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And then I said something to him like, dude, why are you holding Andy Dick's hand? And he was like, dude, when a legend wants to hold your hand, you do it. I'm like,
who taught you that?
I'm not sure that those are the rules.
Right.
Proud graduate of Hollywood High. I don't know if he graduated, but I know he went to Hollywood High.
Man. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met anybody that went to Hollywood High, and I've been here a long time.
Yeah, Kenny Lyon.
Now I know Kenny Lyon.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Kenny the Down Syndrome Tiger.
Okay.
One of my favorite actual things that I didn't believe. That's a real thing? Yeah, someone said
it
to
me. Is this a
video? No, it's a picture. I don't know if there's video. But
Kenny the Down Syndrome Tiger?
Someone mentioned Kenny the Down Syndrome Tiger, and I was in a trim room when it came up.
Uh-huh.
Trimming weed, and someone said, it's like Kenny the Down Syndrome Tiger. I'm like, excuse me? And they were like, yeah, you know, Kenny the Down Syndrome Tiger. He died. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, Google it. So I Googled it, and it is spectacular. Apparently.
Okay.
Animals can have Down syndrome too.
No way.
So someone
they are just like us.
Someone tried to breed. There were two white tigers that happened to be related.
Yeah.
And so they tried to breed them to make more white tigers so they could sell them on the black market for tons of money because it's rare.
White tigers,
that's
black market.
And both of the tigers were born with Down syndrome because of the inbreeding. You'll Google it because it is amazing. Just seeing a tiger with a Down syndrome face, you're like, holy shit, that's amazing.
Wait.
Does it look like a human Down syndrome face?
It's the same
principle. That's amazing.
You have the same haircut like Ann Edwards bit.
The pictures, it's always mouth open, drool just fucking dropping.
Now,
tiger looking happy as fuck.
Yeah.
Does the tiger have retarded strength?
Easily. Ooh. Easy. For sure.
So that's triple the strength of a regular tiger.
That's right.
Wow.
It could just tear through the bars
if it wanted to. Yeah, if it could close its mouth.
Yeah,
super
like so
happy.
You're at the zoo, you're like, let me see the Down syndrome. And all of a sudden he opens the bars and comes out at you.
But he wouldn't eat you, he'd just like lick you and just like
try to hug you too hard or apologize.
Tony the tiger's cousin, obviously.
He thinks he's a giraffe. He doesn't know what's going on.
Hey everybody.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, so when I found that out, then when I met Kenny Lyon, that's all I could think of. I was like, oh my God, this
is
so close to Kenny the Down syndrome tiger.
But he's a lion.
I am so evil. We're all evil, I guess.
Not me.
What?
I'm not
evil.
You
started this. Oh.
Again, I'm being righteous. This is a reality. There are Down syndrome tigers. There's nothing wrong with making fun of the good Lord's creations.
There you go.
It's true. It is under the
umbrella. He makes no mistakes, guys. He wanted us to laugh at that fucking lion.
He makes no mistakes.
Why did I say he? I mean, that's crazy.
I think we know
where
why.
You're going with this.
I think we know why.
Like where you're going with this.
What we had this fight before. What?
We know why I said he. It's because men are the dominant gender.
Okay.
And if a woman was in charge of creation, I think things would probably be a lot nicer.
Nice. That's how he wins it every time.
Yeah, he turns
I've thought it out.
Makes you feel,
I thought
yeah.
I've spent a lot of time thinking it out.
That's good. That's a good way. I like what you've come up with. It's amazing. So now you've had season one on Comedy Central and season two on Comedy Central. Season two was filmed at House of Blues, or was
So the House of Blues, what used to be across the street from the Comedy Store, and they tore
like
it down because
yeah,
because everybody
can
see you.
My brain is dead.
Yeah, so we season one we shot up in Canada.
Boo.
Rick's, Rick's favorite place.
I know. Look how nervous.
The cesspool known as Canada.
The frozen tundra. Just despicable land. I can't even believe you'd bring your show to that fucking.
It killed
despicable
there.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was French Canada.
First of all, they love everything in Canada. You know how boring it is up there?
No.
It's tremendously boring. It's the whole country. They were so excited that you brought some fucking heat. And so season one.
Yeah, it was up there. And then season two, we shot across the street from the Comedy Store.
Who won season one?
Season one was Mike Lawrence.
Mike Lawrence, that's it. Yeah, he's terrific.
That smelly, smelly gnome.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he's good on that show.
Doesn't like shaking hands, though. So
he's real sweaty.
Can't like him.
He's nervous. Oh. Do you like shaking hands? I hate shaking hands.
No, I don't really like it, but I don't like people who refuse or get weird about
okay,
it.
Okay.
One of my favorite things I witnessed here was Feng Chao cornering Howie Mandel.
That'll happen.
And he comes up and he's like, hey, watch this. And then he walks down to Howie Mandel and he's like, hey, I'm a big fan. I just want to shake your hand because he knows that he's a germphobe. Mm-hmm.
But with the accent, you're like, oh, maybe he doesn't understand.
Yeah. And Howie put the fist bump out, and he's like, no, I need to shake your hand. And he insisted, and it was spectacular watching. And then Howie Mandel like trying to.
I love it. I wish like Fang would have like played with the Chinese thing, too, because he just didn't understand his culture.
Yeah,
he's just
exactly.
like, no, I have to. This is how we do this.
This is what we do.
Rubbing his arm.
Starts licking it. Like, it's a thing. It's like a bond.
Your hand tastes like duck foot.
Oh. Feng Chao is the most dangerous comic because he's like he's down to do whatever. He's like, are you gonna accept me right now?
Yeah.
Watch me go do something crazy. Like, chill out. This isn't a gang,
it's the
dude.
The best. Yeah.
Every time he goes on, do you see my set?
Yeah.
I care. What?
Yeah, because nobody understands you.
You know what I say? Best. I go, no, nobody knows. Not one person understands what you're saying. Ugh, he's
fucking
so funny.
Adam. Yeah. Gonna have to see. I am undeniable.
Yeah,
but he is funny.
Yeah, that dude's great.
A funny guy. Has he ever done the battle?
Yeah, he did once.
Did he lose and quit?
I don't remember if I don't know what happened, but he was so cocksure of himself.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is my favorite because that's what his gift is.
Yeah.
His confidence.
Yeah.
Superpower.
He might have won off that. I think
he what?
I think he might have just won off that.
One of my favorite battles that I saw. I've seen a million of them, but my favorite one was with Tiffany Haddish and Sarah Tiana.
Oh,
do you remember
that?
That
one, yes.
That was brutal. Me and Leslie Jones we weren't judging or anything.
Yeah.
We were just sitting up there in the judges, like next to them. And I don't remember. Oh, Joe DeRosa was judging, I think. And Tiffany was like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to be famous because I'm on a TBS show with Tyler Perry. And Joe DeRosa goes, what is it called? Diary of an Unfunny Black Woman?
Oh, that
and
shit
the
killed.
Whole oh, my God. It
was
brutal.
I was going to say, did Tiffany Haddish, by any chance, have great energy and the same terrible act over and over again?
She just, that's the thing with roast battle. It's such a thing of its own. Like, you have to be a really good writer. See, I'm more like Tiffany. I'm dopey and I'm just going to shit on you and whatever. I don't know, energy versus like.
But then you're going against like an assassin of a joke writer in Sarah Tiana. Yeah, she's going to get specific. She's going to talk about you, your family, your race, you know.
She did
the
all
babies
of it.
You lost. Yeah.
It was terrible. I mean, it was terrible but amazing. So then afterwards, Leslie Jones was still a little bit in shock.
Yeah.
And then we were worried about Tiffany because it was that bad.
Yeah.
And so, but then Tiffany was fine.
Oh, she shrugged it right off. She didn't care. She's like, I get a writer next time. She didn't care.
Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, she didn't.
Sarah.
She didn't give a shit. She's like, I'm going to hire you, Sarah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of a diss on its own.
And then.
It is.
Always funny. Always
funny. It's a huge diss.
I'll just hire you.
She probably did, and she just keeps getting endlessly more successful with
that
trash that she brings to the world.
I love it.
Oh, she's a hell of an actress.
She's a good actress.
She's a hell of an actress, Rick. Yeah.
I agree, because she wasn't supposed to be on the Carmichael show. She was a fill-in because the girl got sick, and she stole the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they, you know.
They had to hire her. Yeah.
Yep. They had no to hire her.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Yeah. I like this.
You don't like her acting? I don't think you've seen her acting.
This is a married man. Yeah. Agree to disagree. That's what he does.
I've seen her on Carmichael's show. And I watched about 7 minutes of Girls Trip.
Let's yeah, it's on HBO. Better than
okay. Oh,
Girl Trip.
All right. Easy.
Come
humble
on,
brag.
Dude. I've seen everything that's on HBO for at least 7 minutes.
Okay.
but I just can't take it. I did a Bud Light commercial with her, and it was one of the most annoying days of my life.
Tell me.
First of all, I saw her in a main room show about 2 weeks earlier than that. Someone was like, oh, you got to see her. She's so good. And I watched her. I'm just like, all right. You know, queefing and terrible jokes and shit. And then we're in the van driving from where we park to go to where we're filming this Bud Light commercial. And she just starts running her material.
What?
In front of the other people riding the bus. And they're all like, oh, my God, you're so funny. And I'm sitting there like, this bitch is doing her act in a van. Driving to a fucking
anywhere
shoot.
Anywhere to perform.
And then kept it up all day long, just redoing bits, like looking around. I'll give her credit. She would scope to make sure that it was mostly a different audience.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she'd just run the fucking bit again.
Well, let there be a lesson, you know? That'll get you to be one of Time's most influential people of 2018.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, because there was maybe somebody in that van was like, I have an idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to put her in this movie called Girls Trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
And...
I mean, it's not even that. That was a good one, but it's also, I think it's her viral clips on all the late night shows she's been doing, too.
Oh, absolutely. Because she's so, you're going to hate this, but she's so likable.
Yeah.
She really is. She's funny.
She's in Time Magazine as the influential person, Rick.
Dude, Time Magazine? what year is it? 1985? Who gives a fuck about Time Magazine?
If they put you on Time Magazine, would you be excited?
I'd say the same fucking thing. I go, I must be yesterday's news because I'm on Time Magazine.
She's going to roast Time Magazine. That's great.
I got to be honest. I did not like Girls Trip. I like all the girls in it. Like, I loved it. But overall, the script, I was like,
you don't have to love all the women.
I mean, I've seen that type of movie. That's a very standard
formula.
That kind of it's that kind of it's kind of geared towards a certain demographic. I won't get into it, but
you can.
I totally got it, and
you're
then
to get into
but
it.
I really liked her part in it because
absolutely
every time she was there, it was like you saw all these other women like Jada Pinkett Smith, Queen Latifah, the other girl I can't remember her name because she's not as famous as the other two I just
phenomenal
said.
Phenomenal in Malibu's Most Wanted.
Was she in that too?
Yes.
Tiffany
the,
was?
No, the lead girl.
Oh, that, right. The girl's name we don't know. Yes. Right.
And it'll come to me.
Wait, Malibu, that Jamie Kennedy?
Yes. Remember the black girl, the hairdresser?
No. Yeah. No, she was good in that. You're right.
She was excellent.
No, she's great.
How terrible, by the way, is Jamie Kennedy's face these days?
I haven't seen it.
Just like I didn't even know what you were going
I
with.
I saw
that,
him the other night. I walked in. He was on stage in the main room. I'm like, who the fuck is this homeless person?
Oh my
and Delia was like, that's Jamie Kennedy. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
My God. I mean, I think we all thought that hilarious character he did was brilliant, obviously.
In Malibu's Most Wanted?
Yeah.
I only know that movie because Dice's kids watched it on a loop.
Yeah.
And it was when we were together, and I was like, what is this?
Kids love it, man.
And then after six times, I'm like, oh, this is funny. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, you get it. And I'm like, I love this girl. Like,
yeah,
she was
great.
My favorite character. Yeah, Anthony Edwards was in that. Like, that was a...
Anthony Anderson.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking Revenge of the Nerds. Goose?
My fault.
Goose was in that movie?
You might reconsider now.
Now that I know they have at least one cast member from ER, I'm interested.
There you go. Funny. I always mix up.
You always mix up Anthony Anderson?
The names.
Oh, yeah,
just
I guess.
The stupid names.
No, the actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell them apart. It's hard.
It came down to Anthony Anderson and Anthony Edwards. And in the end... We went with Anderson.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about Cosby?
I mean,
wow.
I think
sorry,
it
is that
took a turn.
Eleanor's a little sore on the subject because he was the most famous Philly.
I did go to Temple, and we used to call it Philadelphia.
It was.
I think.
Billadel.
I think this is his finest work.
It's a hell of a closer.
A lot of people, you know, are saying they can't believe it, but I'm saying this guy might be the most. He's just achieved so much in the rape world. if you just think about it in terms of achievement.
I agree.
I said this as well. This guy. You're talking about, what, 85 women now?
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible.
It's up to 85?
It's absolutely horrible. I know it's plus 50. It's somewhere over
might
50.
Be one of the greatest rapists ever.
Yeah, to get Zero away with it
Hall
so
of Fame.
Long.
Yeah. Hall of Famer.
And to
is
be,
there a Hall of Fame for rapists? I'm just asking a question.
It's just they, Bill
everybody.
Cosby
everybody has
now.
A culture.
Yeah.
And the rape culture, yeah. I think there's a Hall of Fame.
He's the Jordan. He's the Michael Jordan of rape.
That is so bad, but great. Like, I just picture them coming in like pimps up, hoes down, you know, like the gala that they go to.
It'll be a bunch of white guys, you know, but like 30s and 40s. Like, oh, these numbers are too low. And you see Cosby, they're just like, oh, the goat just walked in.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Everybody bow
80.
Down.
80. Yeah, and most of them were still around for a long time.
Wait, like, no arrests?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah,
never.
Like, no physical assault?
Career?
No.
During your career? Not never. Even a yeah. warrant?
I mean, we're talking about Cosby Show money. Oh. I mean, he had an accountant at the Cosby Show that wrote checks to women he raped as if they were like cast members. Which
Holy
is crazy.
Shit.
Just like that, the show made so much money that NBC was like, oh, and then go ahead and put an extra $4 million in there in the rape fund because Dr. Huxtable had a couple extra patients this year.
Oh, my God. There's a fund.
A too much medicine.
Yeah.
Overdosing.
You see? Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's
now,
intense.
Do you think he'll die before he's
yeah,
in jail
guaranteed.
Right now?
No,
he's not in jail yet. Right.
They let him out on bail. He broke his own rule about cursing.
Yeah.
At his trial.
I heard about it.
The guy said, you know, he's got his own private jet and he's a flight risk. And he said, he doesn't have a jet, asshole. And it was like, wait, did he just say he about himself?
Yeah, he spoke in second person.
And okay. He called the guy an asshole, which is spectacular. Yeah. And again, the judge was just like, I have no issues with that outburst happening in my court. Yes, we just convicted him of sexual assault, but we just heard Bill Cosby say, no, he doesn't, asshole. So
it's historic.
Yeah.
It's
a big thing.
It's true. But when I was a kid, we used to watch Bill Cosby himself over and over and over. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved every second
It's one of the
it.
Greatest, yeah.
I could
himself
do it.
Himself was really good.
Like, I would do bits, his mm-hmm. bits for my brothers all the time.
So does, like,
my mom.
80 other comedians, yeah.
But then I come here, and I in the early 90s, and I found out all that stuff with Eddie Murphy. When he was, you know, kind of gotten calling Eddie Murphy and telling him.
From Eddie Murphy Raw?
Telling him he shouldn't curse.
Yeah,
telling
right,
him
right,
this,
right.
Telling him
right
not
yeah.
to do
Fuck
that.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, he's sketchy. Like, anybody that tells another person don't curse, like, you're. I don't know. There's
yeah.
something about
yeah, it's
that.
It's always like, pick up your pants, speak better. Don't yeah. yeah don't blame
he,
white people.
And what
you
he
shouldn't
did to
curse.
Wanda Sykes.
What did he do to Wanda?
Wanda, he was like, he said something nasty about her, like that voice, that character, it's annoying, it's this. And I'm like, really, Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Really? Remember all those fucking characters?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Because she was on some, it was like an award show or something, and she was like, you know, Wanda has a very distinct,
right.
super
very,
annoying, yeah.
Okay, you could call it annoying, but it is her.
And I think Wanda Sykes is kind of funny, but she is
very
really
funny,
annoying.
Yeah. But I was like, wow, he is too, when you put that, when you kind of come at people and try to
yeah.
conduct how they act or whatever, it's just.
Right.
Well, how about, you know.
That's when I stopped liking him. I wouldn't even talk about Innes anymore.
A lot of people were pointing out his bit from the 70s about Spanish Fly.
Right.
And just to go from being like, that's crazy that Bill Cosby would talk about that, to being like, oh, that was observational humor.
I mean, straight up, here's my thing on Cosby. It's like, from his perspective of being like a dude who wasn't supposed to be there, he's the first black man to win an Emmy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I want to say that's true. Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. He's like one of the, yeah, if
we
he's not
him
the
doubt
first.
Himself. I like that.
Yeah. I'm like, oh shit, is he the first? I think I saw it on CNN.
You remember? No.
I saw it on fake news. I think it's real. Yeah. He's the first. Yeah. First black man to win an Emmy. From all those things, like he saved the sitcom, like he did so many things for yes. just like he was the biggest black thing maybe in history, right?
He was Agreed. America's dad.
So I'm saying in the 70s and the 80s and the 60s, when everybody's like giving all these women quaaludes and like, you know, everybody's passing out and having sex, he's seeing all this happen, all these white powerful white men. He's like, I'm a powerful black man. I'm just like these guys. He thought it was like rite of passage.
Yeah,
you know. So it's like when you see, like, I think he's just talking about it. He's like, yeah, he's like, everybody's doing this. I can talk about this.
Yeah,
nobody's ever gonna like say this is bad.
Well, then, and people, I keep hearing people being like, you know, Bill Cosby, he's so rich and famous, he could have fucked anyone. And it was like, yeah, but he didn't want to fuck anyone. He wanted to fuck someone who was unconscious.
Yeah, he wanted to control someone. Yeah.
Yeah, he can't get hard unless they're unconscious.
Yeah. And, no, don't, yeah.
And the real, maybe you're not. Maybe real, I went too far.
The real monster here is that man that he's married to, Camilla.
Oh, come on.
What a frightening.
You think if she's that were like my wife, covert up, like.
If that were my wife, I would be way past 80. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying Bill Cosby had to go home and see that face. The
so
only
you're
thing that can get
that's
you.
Why?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Okay.
He just did what he had to do so that he had so many twisted thoughts going through his brain, he didn't have to roll over and be like, whoa.
You know, or maybe he's just like.
I thought you meant like she was covering up for him.
Oh, she is.
But,
she definitely was.
You went a different way.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Like, what gets him hard is cursing.
That could
and
be.
I think he doesn't want people to hear him curse. You know what I mean? So like he makes somebody pass out. He just like screams in their pussy. He's like, you fucking cunt.
Damn.
Instead of yodeling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's not actually having sex. He's just screaming obscenities.
Man, my eyes are wide open right now.
Oh, man.
Stay
woke.
I
just got woker somehow. You shit pussy fuck.
Wait a minute, Bill? Oh, shit. Not enough. I got to give her some more.
Yep. She heard of me. Damn.
She heard of me.
Oh, I don't mean to say it like that.
I hate the. Oh, he's like, he just screams. He hates black people. I hate him.
Pull your pants up, you dirty pussy. Bill, what are you doing?
I feel so good. He always needs an audience. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Bill, you're funny. We get it. It's
that's his Def Jam act. He's just doing while people are sleeping.
The other night, Hannibal was. That's amazing. Hannibal was walking around here, and I was thinking, damn. He put this man away. It was right the day when, it came out, the verdict came out.
He's the whistleblower.
Like,
unbelievable.
I almost feel like we should be carrying him around or like maybe make him the face of the Me Too movement.
He really is, yeah.
I mean, he started that shit.
He is.
He opened it, I mean.
Yeah. He is the secret society member that, you know, made up all this shit about Bill Cosby.
Okay.
It's untrue.
Okay.
He's an innocent man.
You're saying you don't believe a black man from Chicago could crack this wide open?
No, I'm telling you, now that we're talking about it, it seems very clear to me that Bill Cosby was set up as part of a greater agenda.
Is that mine? Oh, I'm sitting on my phone. Sorry about that.
That's amazing.
I'm really sitting on it.
Innocent man.
Innocent. Bill's innocent. Is that what you're saying? You know what? It's weird that
he will
his
be
phone
dead,
went
though,
off
before he goes to jail.
He should. Bill, you're on the clock. You got to go.
You think he'll do it himself? You know, people
himself.
Are like,
he'll do it himself.
Bill Cosby.
He
himself?
Looks like. I mean, he looks like he's going to die any day.
Bill Cosby kills himself.
If you see Dr. Kevorkian coming up, like, do they get nervous?
Is he still alive?
I don't know. I made that up.
Dr. K, he ain't around
Dr.
anymore.
Dr. K still has disciples, though.
I gave Dr. K a little bit of his own medicine.
Yeah.
Took care of things.
But, or what if, like, what if he, like, ODs on something,
that's
you know?
What I was thinking. Yeah. Like, who wouldn't take a long nap?
He needs it.
Be great.
Poor dude.
One more album, though, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying.
I want this old man's perspective on being an accused rapist
Bill Cosby
before he dies. Would you not want to hear that?
Live from the Pennsylvania State Penitentiary.
Okay.
Penn State.
Yeah.
A lot happens there.
You get Bill Cosby.
A lot of raping.
You get Bill Cosby. Sorry. You get Jerry
Sandusky. There's a lot of competition.
You get
maybe
Sandusky
he can write for
in
Sandusky.
There. Yeah, I'm telling you, they do a
dual
comedy
CD.
Duo thing. Like, these kids say the damnedest things. Like, well, the kids I knew didn't say anything.
Oh,
little Jerry.
My nephew Sean's going to be upset. I told him I'd give him a shout out on. He went to Penn State and he loves Penn State.
So this is how you give him a shout out.
Sorry,
this is
Sean.
How the shout out happened.
Sorry,
this
I'm
how it
so
goes.
Sorry.
Sean. We got a Sandusky shout out. That's
you got nice. I'm sorry, Sean, that we brought up Sandusky, but
unbelievable.
It was just inevitable. I mean, it's right there. It's two Pennsylvania problems.
Have you found there to be a racial divide on it? Because the only people I've heard say that they
He's
think
innocent.
He got set up are black people.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I've heard multiple people.
It's usually how it goes,
They keep saying the main excuse is, no, these are just a bunch of women who want to get some of his money. And my argument back to them kept being, you don't get the money if you come out publicly and announce that you've been raped. You get the money by staying quiet. That's why they got paid all these years. But
yeah.
But did they? But so they accepted money, and that's what people. Because
they broke their agreement.
Yeah.
They don't say that about every. I mean, they say that about everybody that's come out. Like even Harvey Weinstein, they say that about. Oh, these girls just want the money, and they already.
Do you get your money back if they snitch on you?
Do you think the money ran out? So that's why they're like.
I mean, I would have my lawyer, you know, draw something up like, hey, if you do say something, you have to reimburse us.
Yeah.
So you have to pay the person that paid you back.
I gave you $10 million to not tell everybody that I raped you.
This is how we fund the album.
This is exactly what's going on with Trump and Stormy Daniels.
Right.
They're saying because the way their contract was written was you have to pay $20 million if you come out with anything. And now they're saying, well, but they admitted it already. And so
I mean, that's kind of badass if that happens.
For the next run.
Yep.
Because she has to pay him now, right? And good, she should have to. You broke your agreement.
Yep.
Yeah, you shouldn't take it initially.
Yeah, like if you're going to say something because you don't like me because I ran for president, you know what I mean?
But he didn't rape her. They just had sex.
Exactly, right? Yeah, and he paid her to do that.
It is different in that sense. Yeah. I just meant in terms of signing a non-disclosure.
Exactly, an NDA, right.
I'm going to get kicked out of the Me Too movement. I say everything wrong.
I just want to be a name in the movement, you know.
Well, you got a with that hair.
I want to be an impact player.
Nice.
Well, let's come up with something that you can, you know, let out on a special.
Smart.
Right? Moses' body will come with N-bombs and video camera.
Yeah, we'll produce it. Yeah.
Every once in a while during your set, you'll hear an N-bomb for no reason.
N-bombs and Me Too. Rick Ingram's new comedy special is coming out this week.
That's going to be great. N-bombs and Me Too.
I think
sounds like my childhood.
I think that's a name that's really going to bring in the viewership.
I think it's a perfect name. Are you guys going to do a season three? You got picked up?
We're coming back this summer. Yeah, so this, I guess I can't really say this. We're going to do it in L.A. It'll be here in L.A.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll shoot it in L.A. And
Rick and I should battle one another?
Would you guys? That'd
be
dope.
That'd be amazing.
They do ask about Rick a lot.
I'm kidding. You should, though, Rick.
I'm a white guy. Do they allow that at Comedy Central anymore?
Yeah. You braid your hair.
It's your hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just have to braid it. I think you're good. A couple cornrows.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. But because they don't really bring a lot of white guys, I think you actually have a shot because we don't. You know, you're actually a minority, kind of.
I see. That's what I'm talking about. My time has finally come.
Who won? Frank won the last one.
Frank Castillo, current door guy. Yeah.
Oh, that's like, Frank. You're talking about
Frank. Yeah.
Oh, I see. He's not a paid regular though, right?
Okay, no.
No. Not yet. He's out. No. He's out then.
He's. Do you get just bombarded with people to be on the show? Because it's not such a fun show, but
it's a
also
cool show. But I mean, you're getting ripped apart. So
absolutely, like that night with Tiffany Haddish. I remember me and Leslie walking out, and I said, Leslie, we should do this because we're kind of the same, like energy, talk shit.
But she's too sensitive.
Not really a writer. And she looked at me. She goes, Nah, man, that shit hurts.
Leslie. She doesn't like it, man.
She's like, No, I can't.
She definitely can't dish it, but she doesn't like to take it.
She doesn't.
Actually, to a sense, she doesn't even like the show anymore because she would come and then
she would. Know,
and Earl Skakel and her would get into it, and she just doesn't like
aftermath. What's her name?
Whitney.
Whitney. Yeah. That's right.
The racist girlfriend.
Was great.
I saw her corner Earl by the ice machine downstairs one day, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And Earl's like, she was mad about something. Roast battle.
Yeah,
I thought she was literally going to fight him.
I would have,
but
I mean, they
started filming and then just
there's some very, very, very hard black jokes they were giving her. Like, you're a celebrity. I saw you on the cover of National Geographic.
Yes,
I mean, things like
that's
that.
That's what Whitney said. That really
classic. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It is an oldie but a goodie. Yeah. But right. I mean, they would go in hard on her. And it is like not.
Didn't I see you on the Empire State Building, Leslie? Live from New York.
Jesus,
it's
very mean. It's not even funny. It's just mean.
But it is hard. People rip me to shreds. Like,
people rip everybody to shreds.
Me to shreds. So I feel like I'm.
Yeah, nothing's off limits. It's a lot of fun in there. But you are going to get ripped apart. Everybody gets ripped apart.
I used to get so annoyed when I would judge by the crowd. Because the crowd, it's like full-on mob mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally.
And so, like,
you mean they're picking their favorites,
someone,
right?
Like, someone would say a joke that was great, and everyone would go crazy. And you'd be like, all right, this shit's on. And then someone else would say a joke that was just fucking terrible. But the crowd was already so
still
riled
losing
up.
Their mind. Yeah,
they're all just like, oh,
yeah, that's and the problem then, we have in that room. Sometimes.
And then Jeff Ross would be like, that was one of the best jokes I've ever heard. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? And then I was like, am I allowed to?
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Talk shit about the other judges?
100%.
I'm like, I don't think I am.
Yeah. No, you're totally
so
right.
They
sit
always
there.
Get each other, yeah.
I just
oh,
sit there
yeah.
angry, like, man, I don't think I can make fun of these people.
No, you're supposed to. That's the whole idea of the show. Yeah, like people, you have to call that shit out. I know Mike Lawrence does that all the time. He always calls it out. He's like, these aren't that good jokes. Like, you guys have to calm down.
Yeah.
And like, then, what's wrong with you people?
And then the wave is probably the most annoying thing that ever happened.
You sound like the rest of America. Yeah. I love the wave. I mean, I'm one of the biggest fans of them.
That's one of my favorite things.
So terrible.
So
but on the show, no, it seems like people who watch the TV show hate the wave. We get so much hate mail.
It's just so awful. And the shit they do is so unfunny. And I love those dudes.
Yeah, you love individually. Dudes. Yeah, you love
sometimes
them.
It's really right on.
It's
honestly,
so good to me. I love it.
I can't. I'll
it has
him.
Legitimately never been anything other than awful, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, come on. They played 9/11. They you know they did the tower thing. You know
that was pretty
just
good.
Super classics. Just
Jeremiah,
for the history
Willie
books.
And Jamal, they're like seriously three of my favorites.
Yeah
they reenacted the Malcolm X assassination.
Legitimately, like all three of those guys, they should just not ever be allowed to speak to one another after what they've done.
A couple weeks ago, Jamar tweeted, "I'm gonna go quit the wave." I was like, "That is so silly."
It's just funny. Yeah, it's like, hey, who cares?
Shout out
my favorite.
Shout out He's to the them. Best. Then. For
Jamar Neighbors.
That. Yeah.
Shout out Jamar Neighbors.
For quitting the wave.
Thanks for quitting the wave.
He didn't quit.
Rick's excited you quit the wave.
Yeah. I just so great. I can't deal with it. But the last time I judged was a couple years ago, and it was me and Ron White. And
oh, did he know you?
No. It was the 45th time he had met me for the first time. And he's sitting next to me, and the speed weed or something gave us a bunch of like weed stuff.
They're still in there.
And
thank you, speed weed.
Yes,
I go, hey Ron, do you want this stuff? I don't smoke anymore. And he's like, yeah, I'll take that. So I give him the little pouch thing they gave me, and then he immediately takes out the candies from his bag and eats them, and then the candies from my bag and eats them.
He ate all that?
He ate all of it. I'm just like,
Ron,
damn,
why?
This guy's fucking down. And so we're waiting.
That's a lot of milligrams.
I thought it was just tequila.
I mean,
okay.
We're talking four.
It's like 60 milligrams he took. Yeah.
And so we're sitting there waiting, and it's about 20 minutes late at this point, and he just goes, all right, I'm out of here. I go, they said they're going to start in 5 minutes. He goes, no, these motherfuckers are going to kick in any time. I'm gone.
Yeah.
And then he left, and then they had to spend an extra 10 minutes trying to find another judge because Ron just got up and left.
Yeah.
Always.
If they would have started even 10 minutes late, he would have been stuck in there doing it. But he ate four candies and was
amazing.
Just like, ah, time's up.
Yeah. Yeah. He would have barfed or like something. Yeah. Because that's crazy.
To watch him trip.
Yeah. Do I get high?
Yeah.
Do I get high?
Come on, Al.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to who gets
high.
Yeah,
I get
high.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. But yes.
Yeah,
I don't get high here anymore.
Like a stoner.
Thank you. I don't get high here as much because it's gross.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's a bunch of people getting high here. It's just, you know.
Too many.
It's
weird.
Way
I
too many.
In the parking lot. I was like, is Cheech and Chong back? What the fuck? I mean, in the
she keeps her references fresh.
I'm very on the, I keep my finger on the pulse.
Is that Method Man and Red Man back there?
Hey.
That's too soon on those
I know
guys.
For sure they weren't there because I
Jesus,
know where they
is there,
are.
Oh, my God.
Is there a Reefer Madness going on in this parking lot?
It was one of Paulie's friends came in and he was like, hey, where do I get the grass? And I was like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right up my alley.
So you guys live together?
Yep, naturally.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of grass. Every time I do a show, they're like, hey, we're going to pay you in hash. I'm like, that's awesome. How about cash?
Yeah.
Nothing? Like, never?
Yeah.
Every time. Here, I got you a box.
You
what?
Know,
what
I
is
did,
this?
I did a Rusty Dooley show at some weed bar in the valley about seven or eight years ago.
Yeah.
And they paid everyone a weed. I'm like, I don't smoke weed. And he's like, all right, I'll get you money. And I'm still waiting.
Me too.
So
how long ago was this?
Probably seven or eight years ago.
No, you smoke weed in the 7 to 8 years.
No, I quit. Yeah, I quit five. I guess I quit smoking 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So,
because you were the guy back
five
in the day.
Years ago. Fuck yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude,
listen,
you were the guy.
Snoop Dogg, he got high.
I got high enough in my 20s and early 30s that I could probably lasted out for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I'm almost there.
I've never been high.
Really?
Fuck.
You're not missing much.
I just can't.
It was weird.
You're not missing anything.
When I quit, it was so weird performing not high because I'd never performed not high until 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I just got high every day for so long.
Mm-hmm.
There was a brief moment where I did quit smoking in like 2007 or 8 because Eric Marino kept coming to my house every day.
Okay.
And I knew if I stopped smoking pot, he wouldn't come.
Right.
And he did. It took him like 3 days of me not smoking, and then he just never came by again.
Wow.
That's one way to get
and
rid
I was
of
like,
him.
Well, that's kind of fucked up because that genuinely means he does not want to hang out with me.
Dude,
that is.
I'll tell you, this, man. That's it. It's kind of how that guy leaves your life. Same with me.
That's raw.
Insane. Not because I stopped smoking weed, but yeah. Anyway,
he just cut you out.
He just kind of He's kind of cut
you.
He
cut you right out. That's how.
Yeah, we just weren't friends. Evidently, I was just like, I fucking love that guy, and then all of a sudden, we just weren't friends.
Aw, that's sad.
It was sad.
I think people are jealous of your fuchsia shirt. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
And it's brand new. I just got it like yesterday.
That's what's amazing about it. Our jealousy grew overnight.
It really did.
You're kind of looking like him lately. What's happening?
Dude, that's what Richie Taylor said the other day, too. And now
that's me.
I'm going to have to cut my hair.
Like it's the glasses and the hair combination, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the glasses exist because I have a baby who poked me in the eye, and now I have an eye infection.
You're kidding.
So.
Right now?
You gotta get rid of that thing.
That's been a minute.
Lose the eye. Fuck it.
Lose the
eye.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? If I had an eye patch, I might have a gimmick that would get me some work in this town.
I know I'm getting you for your birthday.
You need an eye patch? I have a friend that used to wear one.
Here's the thing.
Get him a ride.
I don't want to just wear it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to need it. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Do you want a leather one? Like,
of course. I want to look just like Captain Ron.
I like this.
Which is probably the most underrated Kurt Russell / Martin Short movie ever made.
Actually, it's a very good.
Yeah, an absolute classic.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I mean, I try. I can't relate. I
hate it. What? Wait, because it's on water? What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not a Kurt Russell. I mean, as much of a Kurt Russell fan as I thought I was. I don't know. I just can never really get into Captain Ron. Maybe I should just sit down and watch it. What About Bob is the same thing. I just can't get
you
into
it. You didn't like What About Bob.
I couldn't get
we
into
have to
it.
End this podcast.
I know. I'm sorry.
I've never heard anything
What
so
About
absurd.
Bob is one of the greatest movies ever.
No, and everybody tells me that. I know. But I like garbage, so I mean,
what's garbage? Like Girls Trip?
Yeah. No, I'm not. Like, that's not my type. No, I like Don't Be a Menace to South Central.
Excellent
drinking juice
movie.
In the hood.
Excellent.
I love it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, see?
Exactly. You're kidding.
The movie is
Do you
garbage.
Really hate it?
See?
I mean,
my brother Bobby still plays it every night.
Yeah. I love that movie. It's my
phenomenal.
Favorite. Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, it's funny like rug burns. Right?
I bought him a Crazy Leg shirt from Sully.
I have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was so excited about that. Yeah. More excited about that than the Eric Dickerson jersey I gave him.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But yeah, we love that movie, but what
love
else?
I love that movie. What else? I like The Rock.
The movie with
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Good. Because the movie is phenomenal.
That one I don't like. You
I
lost
love
me
The Rock.
I mean, it's all right.
Take pleasure in gutting you, boy.
I saw The Thing with Kurt Russell.
That's
I like
not
The
comedy.
Thing.
It's
yeah, you're
boring.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I thought we were talking comedy.
Are we talking comedies? What else do I like that's garbage?
Don't Be a Menace isn't garbage.
No, it's so good. Yeah.
I think he was saying that for my sake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I just haven't really gotten into him, I guess, because I'm like, I mean, like, I'm kind of a Bill Murray fan. I'm like a major Bill Murray fan. I think I like later Bill Murray.
Okay.
And I like young Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. Like, I like Ghostbusters Bill Murray, but I don't really like Meatballs Bill Murray. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Boy, this blasphemy.
I'm sorry.
The Meatballs is pretty terrible. It's one of those movies where people are like, that's a classic. And you're like, I'm not sure you know what
a classic
is.
But yeah. I
love Stripes Bill Murray.
Stripes Bill Murray. I fuck with Stripes Bill Murray, yeah.
That one's pretty good.
Like I even like Scrooge Bill Murray for some reason now. I think I didn't like it at first when I first saw Scrooge, and now I'm like kind of into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like all the Bill Murray has a bad attitude. Bill Murray's
right.
Caddyshack
that's very you.
Bill Murray?
Oh, come on, Caddyshack.
I don't know. I mean, you're just saying you don't like What About
Caddyshack's
Bob?
Not as good as everybody says it is, but
agreed.
It is. It's very slapstick. Yeah, it's not as like come on. It's slapsticky. It's
terrible.
Old school. I get it. It's like the last of the old school movies, and we can do slapstick
Got
and Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, it's fun.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean the guy who wrote it, you know, died falling off a cliff in Hawaii, so respect.
Why didn't they show that? All right, that's Eleanor's being evil.
I kind of like Weekend at Bernie's. I don't know.
Good.
Weekend at Bernie's is great. That's garbage great.
Yeah, I like
great
it.
Garbage, or whatever you want to call it. We even liked Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Gin and Juice.
He's in the Hood, yeah.
It's phenomenal.
I fucking love that movie.
Fucking Daryl Heath.
Trash.
I mean, one of my favorites. Chris Spencer.
I'm from Kansas, guys. Yeah. I can't relate to any of
those. See what I mean? Yeah.
I'm an inner city kid, bro.
Yeah.
I wish. I pine to be an inner city kid.
Day, guys.
We got to watch and figure out what they're doing out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent so much time judging the rich suburban kids I grew up with.
Yeah,
trying to drop Dr. Dre albums and listening to it in high school and just being like, what are you doing, bro?
This isn't us, guys.
Yeah, what are you doing? No, I relate
I know
to this.
Wanted
do
to
you?
Be you.
You wanted, yeah. I think we all did. You know, even especially me because I was black and didn't like live in the hood. I was like, oh, I wish.
Yeah,
but looking back, I'm like, oh my God, thank God I didn't live there.
I went to high school.
Yeah, oh.
2,500 kids. And I think we had probably 15 to 25 black kids.
Nice.
Out of the 2,000.
How were they? How were your blacks? Give me a review.
They all seemed pretty cool.
From a distance.
We had a bunch of real trash white people, like full on recruited by the Klan.
Yeah.
So there was this, the Klan hand would put flyers underneath.
They had a street team. Nice.
Yeah,
oh,
they did. They went out and they'd put them on, like, you'd go out to your car at the end of the school day and you'd be like, what's this? And you'd be like, you know, you figured it was someone being like, hey, you want to sell your car? But no, it was like, we're having a meeting at the Knights. And you'd be like, oh, it's a Klan flyer.
At the Knights.
I'm terrified of that.
Well, I remember this. There was this,
<You're right. laughs>
this white trash kid named Blake who he got into an argument with Jarvon was the black kid's name.
Oh, and classic American black name. I love that shit.
They got into some argument, and it ended with Blake dropping an N-bomb and throwing a quarter at him and saying something about, here's a quarter, now you're my slave, or something real clever.
Ooh, that's pretty good, actually.
And
I'd beat the shit out of that kid.
And so,
it's the beginning of roast battle.
So there was threats of how they were going to beat his ass, and then I guess the gym teacher or something broke it up. And then a couple days later, that Blake kid came up to me and was like, hey, you're friends with some of these guys. You think you can talk to them about not harassing me? I'm like, dude, from what I heard, you know, you said some shit. You probably should have gotten your ass beaten. He was like, well, we were just talking shit, though. I'm like, yeah, but you went racist. Like, you can't just talk shit and then say really racist things and not think that people aren't going to get mad.
Yeah.
He was like, well, whatever. I mean, you know, he called me white boy. And it's like, all right, man. And so while he's telling this to me,
he said I was white.
I see like four or five of the black dudes walking down the hallway towards us. And I'm just like, I should probably say something to them, but at the same time, fuck them, you know? And so I just didn't say anything. And then they got all the way down to him. I'm like, I'll see you later, Blake. And then I just turned, and then they just kicked the shit out of him. And then later he's like, why didn't you let me know they were coming? I'm like, I didn't see him. I don't know.
Oh, that's a black joke, too.
I don't know what to tell you, Blake. I think I just don't see color, Blake.
Hey.
That's all
I just
see,
saw
Blake.
Five dudes walking. I didn't think about it the way you would, slave owner.
Oh, by the way, just from an economic standpoint, like throwing a quarter at a black guy and say you own him, I don't think you want to own that guy. You wouldn't want to own anything for a quarter. You know what I mean?
You don't.
Especially like labor.
Blake, interesting postscript to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Blake became so unpopular following this incident over the next year that he went to a party, like a house party at someone's house, maybe a year later, 6 months later, something like that, and got super drunk and started talking shit to people and then passed out. And then he woke up and he had been sodomized with a candy bar. Someone stuffed a candy bar up his ass. And
my kind of
they
party.
Had to.
They Cosby'd him.
Yeah, he got Cosby'd, and they called the authorities. And then there was like a full on police report, and it was on the news and stuff. And a student was sodomized at a party, and everyone was like, "Yeah, it's racist, Blake." And then the local radio station did the Guess the Candy Bar.
No, that's awesome.
To win tickets.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. What was the candy bar?
I believe it was a Butterfinger.
Oh,
nobody better lay a finger. on my Butterfinger.
Beautiful work,
that's
everybody.
That's amazing.
That's
beautiful work, everybody.
Shout out, Blake.
Shout out, Blake.
Your name lives on wherever you are.
Yeah.
I will never eat a Butterfinger the same again.
Shout out, Butterfinger, for being so so fleck. Yeah, right. Yeah. Ripped for his
pleasure.
His
self-lubricated.
It's like a French tickler.
Butter. Yeah, it's already lubricated.
I like it.
Do you have things coming up you want to promote? You got shows anywhere?
I mean, when is this coming
every
up?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday we're here live at the Comedy Store, 11 p.m. in the Belly Room. Check out the Roast Battle. Check us out this summer on Comedy Central.
Yes.
I got a podcast called Verbal Violence. You can check out on.
Oh, you have a podcast too?
Yeah, who doesn't these days?
Well,
right?
We haven't been on it, so we didn't.
Oh shit! Perfect. This is actually perfect. You guys should. Because we need guests. So
unbelievable.
He didn't even ask us, Rick.
No, because it's been 100,000 episodes since you guys have been doing this. There's not that many fucking paid regulars.
Oh, you would have.
Yeah,
no
I mean, you're
idea.
Right. I forgot this whole no wall. Idea. Yeah, is tagged with names that have died.
Yeah.
Has Anand Shalani done the show yet?
Yes, we have a couple
only
dead
did
guys
6 minutes,
that we're on,
too. Anand did six, and he bailed, as
he
usual.
Six.
Right. That's right.
What about social media? Where can they find you in the World Wide Web?
You won't find me, but yeah, I'm at Race Banning on Twitter, and I'm at Fox.Compton on the gram.
Is that Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
God, you kids are so cute.
Yeah.
All right,
find me on the gram. I'm looking for.
I just got on the gram, so yeah.
Oh, you're kidding!
I like a month ago, maybe right. Two.
Well, I'm a little hipper than you.
Check me out.
Rick.
I'm at Bill Cosby on Twitter.
No.
Following
Rick, you have to
at Blake Butterfinger at twitter.net.
You have to plug your La Jolla dates.
Oh, I'm going to be at La Jolla the 18th, 19th, and apparently the 20th.
Yes.
Ooh,
it's a Sunday show now.
Oh, and, look at that. Road Club.
It's going to be hot. So all the La Jolla listeners on this podcast, there's got to be 2 to 3 of you.
Stop it now.
Make sure you get out there. I'm looking to get 20 to 25 people per show. So let's not let me down.
Do not let Rick down. Go and see Rick.
Aaron.
To God.
Go back and see Rick.
Aaron.
Listen, I'm sure it's just white people this time. You can just roll with the N-bombs,
it's
going to
be a predominantly white crowd.
Is the N-bomb welcome at your show?
The N-bomb is preferred at my show. I want everyone in the crowd yelling it at me.
Oh, that's a great album.
I can't wait to see it. I'll be at Governor's Friday night. What's that, the 11th? And then the Brokerage on the 12th, 2 shows. Philadelphia in Bristol. I'll be at the Comedy Works, not the one in Denver. Just go to the one in Philadelphia, Bristol, on the 18th and 19th. And then La Jolla, June 8th, 9th, and 10th with Punky Johnson and Faye Chow.
That's a hot show.
I can't believe you don't pick. You got to pick your people. Tell Emily. And then we also, we've been getting some help on this podcast. I want to introduce Josh O'Brien.
Hello.
He's our new intern that's been helping fix the sound
intern.
And all the shit that people have been complaining about.
Yeah.
And he's been helping. So now you can at Josh O'Brien. But Josh, you
Josh
have a 96 show.
Josh 96 O'Brien. If
you I'm sorry. You want to get weird with your numbers. Josh 96 O'Brien. So he has something to plug as well he wanted to plug.
Yeah, I'm doing a Navy SEAL Foundation benefit show for Zach Buam.
Excellent.
Fallen sailor. Good dude. And not to bring it to a sad place. But anyways,
okay.
That's May 24th.
Sad. Comedy.
And,
when is it?
It's May 25th.
Okay.
In Lakeside, up north of San Diego.
There you go.
Hey.
Go check that out. It's for a good cause. And go see Rick in La Jolla. You can go to my website, see whatever. Come see Moses every Tuesday in the
every
belly room.
Tuesday.
And then you go on the road too, right?
Yeah, I'll be at at the Comedy Cellar and at the Rio in Vegas this weekend. Whenever this comes out,
Are you? Oh no, we're gonna put it out. This is this week, so good to promote.
So the 10th
I'm
of the 13th.
About the Cellar.
Yeah, it's good so far.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah, my friends did it last a couple weeks ago. With Jessica Kearson and Judah Freeland.
Oh yeah,
went out there and opened it. So it was pretty good. Excited.
I can't wait to not perform there ever. It's going to be great.
We're going to get you in the Comedy Cellar. Right?
Yeah, baby.
I can't wait.
All right.
Thanks
you guys for listening,
guys. Rate, listen, tell
subscribe.
Your friends, tell your enemies, do everything you have to do. We need 2 to 3 million more downloads per episode starting next week. So.
Easily. Or we have to move back home.
Yep. Get it out there. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.